This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour now, another hour on the DJ Beef Show. Thank you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you and my ladies of the day. They're not my ladies, they're their own ladies. They're themselves. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I will say that we're very happy to have a number of new stations this week who were Don Imus stations. And as most of you know, he retired last week. And a number of the stations that were carrying him are carrying us, stations that don't belong to the big company that he worked for, but independent stations. I am an independent producer of radio and therefore a lot of independently owned stations like to do business because there aren't many of us left.
Love that. I love independent stations.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing. And so for those of you, I've heard from a few of you, you can always reach us on Twitter. You reach me at Doug Steffen. You can send me an email to Doug@DougSteffen.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. You can reach out to the ladies at Jennifer Horn, at Victoria Keelan, at
C.
Schilling.
No, at On Air Victoria.
Oh, excuse me. That's
you won't
right.
find me at Victoria Keelan.
It's at On Air Victoria. You're right about that. On Air Victoria. So the idea is to encourage people to express themselves. This is not what you were used to listening to. If you listen to Imus, this is the thing that we have in common is that we're on the radio and we discuss the issues. And other than that, there's not a lot. This is a softer sell approach to discussing issues with men and women who really kind of have a broader world view, if you put it that way. So those of you who are interested in more opinions about things, you find them here because all of these ladies with me have unique perspectives on things. And we'll start with Victoria with a trending item. We'll get what our perspective is on that. What do you have, Victoria?
Well, in recognition of this week, April 4th is the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's death. And in recognition of that, the New York Times has reprinted the original obituary, which appeared April 5th, 1968. Hmm. And it celebrated the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as a prophet of a crusade for racial equality and a voice of anguish for millions of people is how it's described. And so that will be, lots of talk will be happening about that. That topic this
week. What was the name of the guy?
50 years. Can't believe that.
Who was the guy that James Woods played him in the movie about the guy who shot Martin Luther King, but I can't remember what his name was. It was one of those Johnny Boy or Billy Boy names.
James Earl Ray? Is that
James Earl Ray.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Right. I know his middle name in there someplace. Mm. But it's really... it's amazing. 50 years thinking about it seems like a flash. I can remember I was a senior in high school when all that happened. So you can, yes, folks, you can do the addition. 50 on top of my, and actually it seems like, in a way.
Does it seem like a long time ago, or does it seem like you can't believe it's already been 50 years?
Yeah, some stuff, it feels longer.
I said a senior in college.
With regard to his death, It does seem like quite a long time, especially when you look at the footage. PBS is running something this week, and I did watch a bit of that last night or the night before. I can't remember which, but there was a story about the life of King and his final days, that sort of thing. And it does, when you look at the cars, and you look at the buildings, and you look at the people, what they're wearing, it does seem like quite a while ago, Victoria, in that way. I might note in passing, and that's not supposed to be a pun, another person that was important in many people's minds to the movement forward for blacks in this world, Winnie Mandela, who was cursed by some and loved by others, the wife of Nelson Mandela, who seemed to have been somewhat in charge in a way. There are a lot of stories about her, and I don't know what's true and what isn't, frankly. She was married for 38 years to Nelson Mandela. And the fact that she was with somebody else because he was in, they were married for 38 years, but he was in jail for two-thirds of that time. So she was with somebody else, and that caused a lot of upset in some corners. She was jailed a couple times because of her activism, but she passed away at the age of 81.
Supposedly there was going to be, I believe it might be in production, there is a movie about her life, and Jennifer Hudson is going to play Winnie Mandel.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they ever met, but I think that would be an interesting story because she was quite a controversial figure. Yeah,
she was not my read on her was that she was not a nice lady.
Right.
Not a good person. She was she was very much in it for herself. And Nelson Mandela, I didn't ever get that same read from him. And as you know, I was the first person to interview him after he was inaugurated as president. I had the privilege of being invited by the South African government to go to Johannesburg and witness the inauguration. And then he and his tribe came over to me, and I don't mean that way, but his group, his support staff came over to me, and we sat and talked for about a half an hour after his inauguration. And it was
amazing.
A big deal for me, anyway.
That's a big deal for anybody.
I liked him, frankly. His gentleness and his manner, you know,
So much of their marriage was when he was jailed.
In jail.
I think, what, 27 years?
Yeah, yeah. All right, Jen, what do you have that's trending?
All right, well, there are a couple of things. The story that's been trending in Los Angeles, where I live, is about a kid named Jesse Hernandez. I don't know if you've seen Jesse Hernandez's name floating around.
Scary story, man.
Yeah, well, he and his friends were out playing around in the Griffith Park area of Los Angeles. That's where the observatory is, very near the Hollywood sign and the Hollywood Bowl. Well, apparently they decided to hop a fence and go into this area that was kind of behind lock and key. And as they were playing around in this maintenance area, he fell through a plank, a loose wooden plank, mm-hmm. and fell into the sewer drainage system that wraps all around that area. It took the LA Fire Department 13 hours to find this kid. They had deployed 100 firefighters to help them in this search, which tells you the extensive nature of the sewer system.
Well, let me put it in perspective for people who watch movies and they think, you know, you see things in Los Angeles. Griffith Park is on one side of the 5. And that
no one knows what the 5 is, Doug.
Well, the 5, yes, they do. The interstate that runs.
I'm in New York City. I've never even heard of that.
No,
I absolutely do not.
Think most people out of LA have no idea.
No people outside of LA
hear about the 405. All right. Well, the 5 is the big north and south interstate that connects Southern California to Northern not just Northern California, but Oregon
and all the way up
Washington. It goes all the way up to Canada. So anyway, on the other side of that is what they call the L.A. River, which isn't really a river. It's a big concrete basin, and that's where all the sewerage goes. So he must have gone under the 5, Jennifer, and ended up on the other side, right? Is that how you'd read?
Could be. I would imagine so. Again, these sewage tunnels are just wrapping all around this area, and as it is pointed out by the fact that it took 100 firefighters to do this search and still 13 hours to find this kid who was found. He was talking. He was okay when they pulled him out. I'm sure his parents, after 13 hours, had probably started to give up hope, so that's a good news story, and kids, if it says don't go into an area, stay out.
Yeah, here it is. The pipes which run parallel to the Los Angeles River and cross under the freeway are 4 feet in diameter. Oh, my God. Can you imagine going to
you're
claustrophobic? And, yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah. So that was a Shawshank moment?
I guess so.
Yeah. I'm looking at the pictures that are floating around here. This is right by where my daughter and my grandson used to live on the other side of this hill. I moved now, but this is right at the intersection of the 2 and the 5 where it goes to the Glendale. It goes to one side, goes to Glendale. The other side goes to Echo Park, which is where Megan was. This is right. I mean, I've been in that park 100 times with Miles, and I know exactly where this was. I can see that area that is fenced off, And then you look at the pictures of the sewage and the crap going down that cement river. Oh, that poor kid.
I mean, and they just had miles and miles of piping. And that, but it was so, I mean, amazing. They were able to put cameras that floated along the water. And at one point, they were able to see, like, a handprint on the wall of someone who had been trying to stop themselves or get out. And they were able to narrow down their search.
Imagine how scared that kid must have been.
Oh, yeah, I know. The fact that he was out and walking and talking, I'm not sure that I would even know that or be able to do that.
Unbelievable. All right, do you have something else, Jen?
Yeah, one more thing, because this is just cool. The world's largest dinosaur was found in Scotland. Did you hear about that?
Alive? Or is this the next episode of Jurassic Park?
Well, okay, not necessarily alive, but rare dinosaur footprints that belong to the largest animal to ever roam the planet were found in Scotland. Dozens of the 170 million-year-old fossils belonging to the sauropods have been unearthed in this muddy lagoon on the Isle of Skye. They grew to be at least 49 feet long, and they weighed more than 10 tons. And you can see footprints of them all over social media. It's pretty amazing. They're the older cousins, if you can imagine, of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, who stood 2 meters tall. That's pretty
crazy. All right, so here's the next. What's the guy's name who produced the Isle of Dogs? Will, what's that producer's
name? Wes Anderson.
Wes, that's it, Wes. Next Wes Anderson movie will be an animated story just like you've told, Jennifer.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day, so you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Twice a year, Mayo Clinic conducts a national health survey called the National Health Checkup. The latest survey focused on cancer and found that more than 60% of people have been touched by cancer personally or through a loved one.
Questions were asked again respect to how were you touched by cancer, if you were touched by cancer, and what your barriers might be to seeking care if you're healthy, but also if you have a diagnosis of cancer, what do you foresee as the barriers to care? And the most common barriers that were cited were finances as well as time.
Medical oncologist Dr. Minetta Liu says 95% of respondents indicated they wanted to be proactive. And there are things we can all do to lower our cancer risk.
Eating well, not drinking alcohol, exercising, not smoking. And those are the basic tenets, again, of healthy living in general.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I used to love playing this before. I was told by my co-host that I couldn't play it any longer.
Why? This was an intro to the show.
Oh,
really?
This is moldy oldie stuff. This is moldy oldie gold. Yes, it's a moldy oldie goody goldie.
It's vintage.
Yes, it is. It's 24 after the hour DJV time with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Billy Lord, who is the grandson of Debbie Reynolds, is
daughter
remembering.
Daughter and daughter.
Oh, granddaughter. Yeah. All right.
She's in the Star Wars movies, the last two, with her mother.
You know,
oh,
people are just ruining the world with their unisex names. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't remember her, and so I'm thinking to myself, oh, yeah, Billy.
She only had one or two lines, but her hair was done just like Princess Leia back in the day, so that was sort of a tribute to her mom.
She shared a throwback photo of herself with Debbie Reynolds over the weekend, which would have been the Singin' in the Rain's 86th birthday, the star of Singin' in the Rain. You're listening to a little of that Gene Kelly, and it was one of the first vehicles that Debbie Reynolds really did well in. Her mother, Carrie Fisher, is also in the photo, resting her head on Lord's arm and Reynolds' shoulder. She captioned the photo with a series of emojis, including stars, crowns, and a heart. And so this is a way of paying tribute. That's nice. She said, quote, "If life's not funny, then it's just true, and that would be unacceptable." Even when Fisher died, her mother, that was what got me through the whole thing. When Debbie died the next day, I could just picture her saying, well, she's upstaging me once again. Of course, she had to go. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, it's
sad for her, for sad. Billy.
Yeah.
It's just, to lose your mom and your grandmother like that.
Same day, almost. Okay, 26 after the hour, as we continue music news, We Day, returning to Southern California, star-studded lineup. If you want to go to check it out, it's at we.org. That's an international charity that helps empower students, and the concerts support what they do. List of performers announced this past week include Dierks Bentley, the Chainsmokers, Jordan Fisher, and the host is John Stamos, Selena Gomez, Jennifer Aniston, Nicole Richie speaking at the event with the March for Our Lives organizers, handful of Parkland students will be there as well. Selena says, I'm constantly inspired by the determination in every single student at We Day. The energy they bring is unforgettable. This is my sixth We Day. I can't wait to share words of encouragement with thousands of young leaders who have accomplished so much worth celebrating. This generation is changing the world, and I'm humbled to be part of the special. That said a lot. Every generation has changed the world.
Let's not take it away. Let's not take a negative.
I'm not taking a negative. I just think that my generation changed the world. Your generation changed the world. Change is happening. I think it's a good event. I'm not taking away from that. As long as you don't have to listen to David Hogg through the whole thing, it'll be okay. Forum in Los Angeles.
Your boycott's just around the corner.
April 19th. Yeah, right.
He's a lovely boy.
Yeah, right. You know what? He's in the same category as Justin Bieber.
Oh,
two
geez.
Of them. All right, so let's keep moving here.
Yeah.
You can't hit a moving target. Next up, Ryan Adams headlining a tribute concert for the Rolling Stones album Exile on Main Street. The show is entitled Exile on Bourbon Street. It takes place in New Orleans on the 5th of next month. Adams will be joined by producer, music director Don Was of the Stones, plus a bunch of other musicians. I've listened to all the multi-track tapes from the Exile period, and it's not hyperbolic to say that this is probably the greatest rock and roll ever recorded. I don't know that I buy that. Well, this is one of the best. I love this. This is the Tumbling Dice is one of the great Stones tunes. Anyway, tickets on sale April 2nd for Exile on Bourbon Street.
It's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, 34 after the hour now on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. I saw on Facebook the story from the world of sports of an owner of a golf course in Georgia confused about paying an invoice, so he decided to ask his secretary for some mathematical help. Called her into the office and said, "Y'all graduated from the University of Georgia and I need some help. If I was to give you $20,000 minus 14%, how much would you take off?" Secretary thought for a moment. She said, "Everything but my earrings." Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Sports news. Now we get to the... Let's get to food news. Starbucks and other coffee sellers in California. How come so much of the stuff we talk about happens in California?
Because it's all craziness. It all starts in California.
It seems to start, doesn't it, in California? All right, so anyway, this is a problem for people. That if it takes on there, it may take on elsewhere. Anybody who gets a cup of coffee in Los Angeles in, I think, the next, it starts the next week or two, a non-for-profit group sued 90 coffee retailers, including Starbucks, on the grounds, get it, that they were violating a California law requiring companies to warn consumers of chemicals in their products that could cause cancer. One of those chemicals is acrylamide. Is that how you pronounce it?
Acrylamide.
Acrylamide, that too. Which is a byproduct of roasting coffee beans. It's present in high levels in brewed coffee. So the Superior Court in Los Angeles has decided that Starbucks and the other coffee companies have failed to show there was no significant risk from this carcinogen. And so now they have to put this warning. They have until the 10th of April to file objections. But isn't it already appearing on some of the coffee cups from McDonald's and Peet's and some of the other
Anybody
big coffee
companies? Anybody that sells coffee has to have a cancer warning on the cup. And that's because, I guess, the process of roasting coffee, it's the same process, by the way, of when you roast your vegetables or you bake something. And all of this, it causes the high heat, causes a slight cancer risk. And so California now says it has to go on the coffee cups.
Well, how slight is the risk? I want to know, how is this something to be concerned about for people that about to drink coffee? Should we tell them to stop
drinking? It's not just coffee, though. That's the thing, is that coffee right now is being affected. But this is for anybody like you, Doug, who eats roasted vegetables or who eats baked goods. Anytime your oven goes to a certain temperature, apparently there's a higher risk because the high heat cooking. That's why people do raw food diets, because they think it's a less of a risk than cooking food at high heat.
So this doesn't happen then if you do cold brew coffee, right?
It's about the bean roasting process. So I would imagine it would be the same. Because it's about the bean, not the process of making the coffee.
Right.
It's how you...
Scary.
Oh. Well, I think it depends on where the coffee...
You have to roast the beans to make them
before
consumable.
You brew them. Right.
But if the coffee... Sense. The coffee's grown all around the world in different places, so the soils are going to be different.
Doesn't
this
matter
is not
about the soil. It's about the heating process.
I get that. Yep.
So it's not the coffee itself. It's how it's prepared.
Well, yeah, because like Jen said, you can't take... Yeah, you have to roast the beans and before you brew coffee. So it's the roasting of the beans, because you can't just take raw coffee beans, so you have to roast them. So unless they come up with some other way.
That's not how you get iced coffee?
No.
No, that's the brewing. That's after. That's the phase two. I was thinking, like you, Doug, I was thinking if you drink iced coffee or cold brew, that it would be different. But Jen's right. It's the roasting of the beans that's phase one.
Other food news. Somebody's come up with a new way to use onions and not cry.
That would be nice.
So, do you chop up a lot of onions?
I cook a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you chop up onions, you cry. Is it all onions? I must confess, I've chopped up onions and I have cried. But it was because I cut my finger, and not because I was cutting up my
onions. I find that Vidalia onions, which are sweeter, I use them in a lot of recipes. That doesn't bother me, but it's the white onions that always get me. Yellow onions, depends on how big the onion is, I guess.
All right, so there's a new onion in town called the Sunion. This is the first tearless onion. Sunions are a new type of onion that grows sweeter every day, according to the website anyway. And unlike regular cooking onions, they cause no tears.
I'll believe that when I see it.
It's called a game-changing. Sunions are the game-changing onion.
Well,
crunchy,
game-changing
sweet.
Onion, it must be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
People have given me, I cry so much. Every onion, I cry. Like, I have to stop halfway through, wash my hands, rinse it like a paper towel, put it on my eyes, and then I can start again. Or I just, like, chop through the tears. It's so bad.
So I want to know.
Hilarious that people use goggles, like swimming goggles.
Yeah, right.
People have recommended so many things. They're like, put it in the freezer, or, like, wear your contacts, or your glasses or goggles. I tried it with goggles one time just for fun. Did not work.
All right, so here's what makes me suspicious about this. The Sunions come from Bayer, and Bayer owns Monsanto. So I'm a little concerned.
I smell a GMO rat.
I do too, as a matter of fact. Yeah, they're growing them on farms in Nevada and Washington. But you see how this is something, Victoria, that it's so insidious how they, you know, they get themselves into everywhere. And you get to the point where it's almost impossible to find food, to go to a grocery store and find 100% non-GMO. Even in a Whole Foods or the co-op in Santa Monica, Jennifer, or these other stores that seem to probably Bristol Farms in Southern California. They have more of them in Southern California. Trader Joe's, where people go to find really good stuff. It's almost impossible to find stuff that is, it's kind of like electronics. You can't find anything that isn't made in China.
Yeah.
It's getting more insidious all the time.
The
so beware of that if that's important to you.
Yes. It's important to me, and it's the thing that's the most confusing part is that things can be genetically modified and also be organic. Mm-hmm. That's where so many people,
well,
I think, get
they can't confused. Really, but the government has bastardized the use of the term organic in order to let the big ag outfits in. I can't speak to produce, but I can speak to dairy, and I know what they've done in the dairy world. Mm. And if you think you're drinking organic milk when it comes from the largest, in most areas, you can tell the big supplier of milk is some, like around here, it's Gorelick Farm. And Gorelick Farm has been bought up by Dean Foods, which is the Sweezer family. I went through, I'm not going to go into the weeds with them, but anyway, they got to where they are by raising a lot of money for George Bush's campaigns. And so the fact that they control 75% of the fluid milk supply in this country and what they do with it in abridging the rules and some milk commingles with other milk, it's nonsense. You're not getting, if it comes from a big concern, you can tell there are, usually in most areas you know what the local dairies are. Like we have Maple Farm around here. And so, you know, there are actually two or three locals, and they show up in Whole Foods. But so does the Gorelick milk. And it's really interesting to see how poorly it sells in a Whole Foods store versus what sells, you know, in a regular chain store like Ralph's or Vaughn's or Albertson's or, you know, those kind of stores. More food news. People generally think of millennials, Kara and Victoria, is rather particular about their food. People also think millennials are not terribly shy or self-effacing. There's a new generational consumer trend report suggesting millennials are less inclined than those of other generations, Jennifer, you and me, to send a meal back in restaurants if it's subpar. Why would that be? Why would you not, if you don't like the food, why don't you send it back? What do you...
I think
concerned about it.
I think that I don't know. I would guess for me, I don't send food back unless it's like so blatant. Like I don't eat meat, but if it's something that's just not cooked or something, if it's raw chicken, I eat chicken. So if it's raw chicken, then obviously I'm going to send that back. But I really don't, and I think it's because I had so much shame of. An embarrassment from my dad sending food back.
Really?
I think that's why I never do. And I think
I don't
that might
send food
be
back usually either, unless it's really not cooked right. Because I will eat meat, but if I do eat meat, I don't eat
it's
it a lot. If I do, it's got to be really cooked.
Yeah.
So if it's unedible for me, then I will send it back. But usually I don't either.
Raw chicken, and is, by the way,
oh,
it's really bad
it.
For you. Don't
yeah, you
eat
gosh,
chicken
yeah.
that is not cooked through and through.
Yeah.
And that really goes for most fish as well. You may say, oh, I like the tuna just seared. Well, you're eating a lot of worms and things that you don't want to know that you're eating. Same with any farm-grown fish, whether it's salmon, white fish, you don't want to be eating that unless it's cooked through and through. So, Carrie, you didn't weigh in on that. How often do you send your food back?
I'm just trying to think. I don't think I've ever sent mine back. I feel like the only time I ever would have done it is if they actually gave me, like, the wrong meal or saying
right.
it was really badly cooked. But if you send your food back, okay, then you have to sit there and wait for it to come out again. And I don't know. It feels awkward. So I just
mm-hmm.
generally
yeah.
don't do it.
Don't do it. All right, here's one other food news item that is of interest to all of us trying to lose weight and be healthy. An ancient grain, which has been praised for its ability to make you stronger and feel healthier, may already be in your grocery store at the food store. Rye bread. I saw this and I was fascinated because I always thought the rye bread was I have my gluten allergies are acting up again, and I'm trying to stay away from bread altogether. But rye bread's been around since the days of the Vikings. A lot of Swedes attribute their health and happiness to having rye bread every morning. 99% of Sweden's citizens eat rye bread every day. They consume an average of 4 million pounds of rye bread a year in Sweden. Rye retains its fiber even after bran has been removed. And when you eat an equal amount of rye compared to wheat, your blood rises less and more slowly. That's interesting.
Yeah, but you know, I also read that I never knew this, but instead of cornflakes, that you can actually find rye flakes.
Oh, yeah, you can. I've seen them in health food stores.
Really?
Apparently, that's really good for you, and if you don't really want to eat bread, that's a great way to get some rye in your diet. Yeah. What about rye whiskey? That's the next study they need to do.
Rye.
Put that in your cereal. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
In today's news, Ford claimed they will have the freshest lineup in the automotive industry. They told the press most of their big profits come from trucks and utility vehicles. Ford announced their F-Series truck sales are a $41 billion business, which is bigger than Coke and Nike. Ford's entire SUV lineup will be refreshed, and some of those new vehicles are already seeing increases in sales, like the Ford Expedition, which sales are up 49% since the introduction of the new model. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Do Band-Aid approaches to a complex problem such as obesity make any difference at all? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Banning soda in school cafeterias, adding extra bike lanes in our communities, revamping nutritional labels on food packages, the list goes on, as does the controversy surrounding approaches to tackling skyrocketing obesity rates in America. An obesity review study took a look at these efforts and offers some measured feedback on their impact. Active diet and food policy changes, like banning trans fats and limiting access to sugary and high-fat foods in certain environments, is more effective than attempts at modifying physical activity. While we do take advantage of added bike lanes and urban bike rentals, it is still unclear as to whether this translates into lowered obesity levels. My take on all of this is decidedly less complex. Every little bit helps.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hey guys, it's Victoria Keelan here from the DJ V Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel so much better. I can't tell you how much more energy I have. Hey, it takes a lot to get up early in the morning. So, how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. And let's face it, our food was really different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we all feel so run down. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. Get ready to have more energy. I drink it every morning. It's not available in stores. You have to go to GetTheTea.com. And remember, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program, our Monday Tech Talk segment, with a focus from Victoria's point of view on at least two of the very important stories that have developed over the weekend. One of them has to do with Saks Fifth Avenue, Lord & Taylor, yet another. I saw this in the headlines last night on the news. More data on more people, millions of people hacked again. Mm-hmm. Is there any end to this?
You know, that's a great question. This just keeps happening. Home Depot leaps to mind. They've had the huge hacking breach. 5 million people are affected now by this one. This is Saks Fifth Avenue, Saks Off Fifth, which is the outlet store and of Saks Fifth Avenue and the Lord & Taylor stores. Hudson's Bay Company, which owns all of them, confirmed the breach yesterday and said that they identified the issue. They're working with law enforcement to investigate it, and they want to obviously make sure that this does not happen again. They added that, here's the thing, though, the cards were only used in store. So if you made in-store purchases at Saks Off Fifth or Lord & Taylor in the New York and New Jersey specifically area, there are other areas that they have that were breached, but specifically the stores seem to be in New York and New Jersey the most. Those in-store cards, somehow, when they ran through the computers, when you went to pay for whatever you bought, that's where the breach occurred. So they say that it actually didn't occur online, which is kind of rare. Normally, online is more easily hacked than in-store stuff. And so basically they're saying now they're looking into it, and if your card was affected, whether it was your regular credit card or if it was a store card, they will be notifying customers and letting them know. And they say that the breach affected 130 stores. So once again, make sure you're in, if you did shop at any of these stores, make sure you check your credit card. Don't wait for your paper statement at the end of the month, because it could be too late. So you have to go online. You have to check your this. I tell my parents this all the time. You've got to get online, get with the future, and check your stuff all the time. You have to be really, really up on this. These were also the same hackers who were behind the data breaches at Whole Foods. Remember that one? That was a big one. Trump Hotels, Omni Hotels, and Chipotle. So these hackers are not going anywhere, and unfortunately, all of the data has already been found for sale on the dark web.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So not great.
Unga bunga. All right, in a moment, the selfie craze getting crazier. It's now 56 past the hour. Here's some more important technical news.
The Geek Out.
We all remember learning about the biggest planet, Jupiter, and its one identifying mark, the giant red spot. We were taught that the spot is actually a huge storm over the planet, one so massive it could hold three Earths. But scientists have been studying this spot for decades, and they've learned that it's changing not just in shape, but in color. The storm appears to be getting more narrow and taller, and due to this, the changes are not only in shape, but the color from red to more of a traditional orange. Scientists say this may be an indication that the storm is intensifying, but it also could indicate that its lifespan could last only a couple of more decades. Yes, a future Jupiter may be without its giant red spot.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, so Victoria, I see the selfie craze is getting its own museum. I think this is part of the craziness of the craze, man. Yeah, people need to get a life. Good God.
Well, this kind of has an interesting twist. And, of course, the one state that would be doing this is California.
Right.
So this is a museum exhibit. It's actually called, it's a pop-up museum. It's called the Museum of Selfies. It's in Glendale, California. It's an interactive museum, which it's a whole experience, really. And it's going to, it opens for a limited two-month engagement starting today and going through May 31st. Visitors will be able to explore 40,000, it's a 40,000 year history of self-portraiture. So it's not just camera selfies, but it is really kind of an interesting take of art history, technology, culture, and going all the way back to the first self-portraits, which were probably cave drawings. So it's it has 15 unique exhibits, and it, as well, of course, it has the a record-breaking selfie stick that measures 90 feet long. And it extends to the entire museum. If selfie sticks weren't already annoying enough, to have one that's 90 feet long, I can't even imagine. But the museum has some kind of a cool way of bringing in younger kids to meet, to become more familiar with classic art like Da Vinci's Mona Lisa. So you can take a selfie with Mona Lisa, and it's sort of very meta.
What does that mean, meta?
It's too long. We don't have time. All
right. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa. It's 59 past the hour. This is the DJB show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.